week on You and the Law. Mike Desmond talks with attorney Rosanna Berardi about the criminal records checks used in hiring foreign nationals for American jobs. In terms of immigration, who is a criminal?
A criminal is anybody who has been arrested and convicted of an offense in his or her country. The definition of conviction under the immigration law is pretty broad. So you have to look carefully, and the government will always ask, have you been arrested? Because that will trigger then a series of questions to determine whether the person was actually convicted or not.
Of course, even over here, the definition of arrested can be complicated.
Yes, government will always ask, when I was a former officer, have you ever been in the back of a police car? Have you ever worn handcuffs? Has anyone ever read you your rights? There are certain questions that you can ask people that will definitely result in them telling you if they've been arrested.
Do you ever tell your client that this person is just not worth the trouble?
Yes. Depending on the background of that person, their criminal record, the timing and hiring needs of a corporate client, there's a lot of factors that we look at when a client will call us and say, we want to hire this person from the UK. And sometimes we have to say, I'm sorry, there's no way we're going to get the person in because of timing issues or because of criminal issues.
The implication that you want to hire somebody from overseas, that a company wants to hire someone from wherever, suggests that they have special skills, special experience, special talents. Does the government check this?
They do. To bring a worker in from overseas, you have to demonstrate, depending on the work permit category, but you definitely have to demonstrate their skill set through education, through academic accomplishments. And all of those qualifications have to be evaluated by a U.S. agency that will determine their equivalent to a U.S. degree. So it's not enough just saying that you have that bachelor's degree from the University of Scotland or wherever. The government makes an evaluation occur.
Does the process differ if it's, say, right across the border and the person your client wants to hire did something stupid in his college days at the University of Toronto as opposed to someone who's coming in from South Asia?
It is different because Canadians are technically visa exempt. Canadian citizens can enter the country just with their passports. They don't have to go to the U.S. consulate in Toronto and get a visa in their passport. So because of that, the process, if they do have a criminal record, is different for Canadians because a different agency handles the waiver application. If you are overseas from South Asia, you have to apply for a visa to the U.S. embassy. And at that point, you would be stopped from getting the visa until a waiver was applied for. And it's the same law, it's the same application, but it's handled by different agencies.
Does it make a difference if, let's take Canadians again, the problem involves something really stupid they did in this country, in South Padre Island at Easter vacation?
Yeah, it depends. When someone has a conviction, we have to look at how old they were. If they were under the age of 18, it's considered a juvenile offense, so that will not be deemed a conviction for U.S. immigration purposes. Lower-level things like a DUI or an open container violation, those are not generally serious enough from keeping you out of the United States. So we have to look closely at the underlying statute that the person was charged under in order to determine whether they need a waiver to come in.
Are there countries the government gets very nervous about taking any records checks?
I believe the government has a pretty thorough system at the embassies, at least it appears that way, in which the U.S. consulate officers are able to determine the validity, the authenticity of someone's criminal record. I can't speak to the world on that. I think it's harder in certain countries. But for the most part, they have a pretty comprehensive system.
What do you tell your clients about how long these checks will take?
That's a tough one. It depends on where they are. We know in London, these checks can take a couple months. We know in India or in Yemen, they can take almost a year. So it really just depends on the country. So the timing is always a huge issue.
Here on You and the Law today, Rosanna Berardi's been here, and we've been talking about coming into the country with a clean rap sheet. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO and AM 970 News.